I will share with you the indication of PET CT scan in pulmonology. As you know, these are my outlines. I will talk about this. First, as you know, salutary pulmonary nodule is a common clinical problem with lung cancer screening studies of smokers at high risk. Excuse me. CT scan and X-ray, unfortunately, cannot accurately differentiate benign lesion versus malignant lesion in small lung nodule, especially when that are between 1 and 3 centimeter. As the rate of malignancy according to nodule size in British study and Mayo Clinic study, the rate of malignancy in a nodule superior to 1 centimeter is almost superior to 17% in British study, and in Mayo Clinic study, when the nodule is superior to 7 millimeter, the risk of malignancy is 15%. So, and as by Fleischner Society recommendation, when we have a nodule superior to 8 millimeter, we need to repeat the CT scan every at 3 months, 9 months, and 24 months to rule out the malignancy in low risk and high risk patient, or to do consider a PET scan to rule out malignancy. So the dilemma for pulmonologist is when we have a small lung nodule, this nodule is benign or malignant, what we should do, be investigated or observed, should be surgically resected. So in salutary pulmonary nodule, we have this problem and we need to have an answer. Excuse me. Why we need different information? I like to present this diapo. In anatomical information, this is a case of brain. You have a brain CT scan and MR. The image in this cut are normal, but the functional imaging of PET is black. Why? Because the patient is dead. So we need information, functional information to differentiate between viable tissue and non-viable tissue. We use a nuclear medicine with PET. FDG is worldwide used since 1990 till now for cancer because we have uptake into tumors. Thanks. The relation between FDG and tumor cells is when we have a high number of viable tumor cells, the uptake of FDG will be high. And of course, when we have blood flow, the activity will be higher. In nuclear medicine, we use a unit in PET scan. This unit is SUV. What's mean SUV? SUV is like a Hume-Sfeld unit in CT scan. It's to have an idea about the activity of this lesion. We have correlation with degree of malignancy. And multiple studies show in lung nodule, when we have SUV superior to 2.5, this lesion is highly suspicious for malignant disease. And also, we use this uptake SUV criteria not only for diagnosis, but only for prognosis. This study showed when we have low uptake inferior to 10, SUV inferior to 10, the median survivor is almost 2 years. But in the, when we have SUV higher than 10, the median survivor will decrease in by 50%. And if the lesion is superior to 3 centimeter, also median survivor will decrease by 50. So SUV is very important now as prognostic tools in lung cancer. What about the indication? We have 2 parts in pulmonology. We use PET scan for cancer, but not only for cancer, also for infection and inflammation. For cancer, we used for characterization of lung nodule, for staging in lung cancer, for follow-up to rule out relapse or staging and restaging, treatment monitoring, and also used for mesothelioma and for radiation field therapy to before treatment. An infection we used for sarcoidosis in case of AIDS, fever from of unknown origin, lung abscess, and tuberculosis, vasculitis, and radiation-induced inflammation. This is our protocol used normally for PET scan. It's important to have the patient fasting at least 6 hours before starting our examination to decrease our false negative. What about characterization of lung nodule? This is a case of lung nodule, highly suspicious in CT scan. You can see it's speculated, and PET scan shows high activity in this nodule in fever, in keeping with malignant disease. Biopsy showed it was squamous cell carcinoma. This is another case. We have also another case, similar nodule. In CT scan, speculated, highly suspicious. It's highly suspicious of lung cancer. The PET scan is negative. Follow-up for 1 year shows stable lesion in keeping with benign lesion. Another case of nodular infiltrate, say we can see, I prefer to use this, excuse me. Okay. So I prefer to use this better. So we have nodular infiltrates with atelectasis. PET scan shows non-specific uptake in this lesion. Differential diagnosis included bronchoalveolar, neuroendocrine tumor, and benign lesion. Biopsy showed it was bronchoalveolar carcinoma. It's very important to know in bronchoalveolar carcinoma, the sensitivity of FDG PET is almost 50%. Because that, we need another tracer. We'll talk about that. Now we use sometime in bronchoalveolar in low grade, we can use FLT for diagnosis. Another case of follow-up of melanoma, we have the solitary lesion within the lung, highly suspicious in CT scan. FDG showed mild increased uptake in keeping with benign lesion. After biopsy, this lesion was a granuloma. So the sensitivity and specificity of PET CT scan to characterize a lung nodule superior to 8 millimeter is almost 96% as sensitivity and specificity as 73%. The specificity is related to endemic case of infection or tuberculosis or history of sarcoidosis can increase our false negative. But our dual time point, it's mean we do late acquisition 2 hours after injection to increase our sensitivity and specificity for malignant disease. And of course, when we have SUV max below 1.5, all lesions will be are benign lesions. What about the correlation between PET and bronchoscopy? Bronchoscopy and PET are complementary. PET is very sensitive, and bronchoscopy is more specific. The sensitivity of bronchoscopy is almost 53%, but when we have bronchoscopy, lung nodule superior to 1 centimeter with the bronchoscopy negative and PET negative, the negative predictive value is very high, and this lesion most likely is a benign lesion. So now, after that, what we should do as a pulmonologist if we have a lung nodule. Chajit proposed this strategy, and now it's proposed in NCCN guideline. If we have a small pulmonary nodule, we can start with the bronchoscopy. Is the bronchoscope done as it's benign lesion or sarcoidosis or tuberculosis, so no further diagnostic investigation needed. If it's a malignant disease, we can do PET scan for staging. If bronchoscopy result is inconclusive, we can go to do PET scan. PET scan, if it's positive, we will go for biopsy to differentiate between non-small cell lung carcinoma and small cell lung carcinoma. And if it's PET negative, as a physician, we need to do a risk stratification. If it is high, we do biopsy to rule out the false negative of PET scan or follow up. And also, when we have a solitary pulmonary nodule in high risk patient, we can go directly to do PET scan to differentiate between malignant and benign lesion. This for solitary pulmonary nodule. What the, about the role of PET scan in lung cancer when we have diagnosis of lung cancer? PET scan can help us in TNM staging, in T staging, in node staging, and distant metastasis. For T staging, scan is very important than PET scan alone for T staging, but now in 2015, we do almost in all centers PET CT scan. So we can do T staging with our PET CT scan. We don't need to do a CT scan for T staging now. For node staging, PET scan is better than CT scan. For unstaging, I will show you that later. And for unstaging, of course, PET scan is the gold standard for staging. What about the question PET or CT scan for staging? It's not PET or neither, or it, but both and. CT scan and PET now are complementary. The information of PET CT scan need to be noted in the report. We have a CT scan, we can give you the result of the CT scan and the information of functional imaging with this technique. For T staging, we propose to do a CT scan, but MR can be helpful for some pathology. For M staging, now PET scan is helpful. But we have false positive and false negative. We will talk about that. For staging, this is a case of lung nodule. We can see this lesion. We have high activity within this lesion in keeping with lung neoplasm without significant abnormality within the mediastinum. And we have bone metastasis in the rib. We can see that here. And this lesion, we have small uptake, tiny uptake within the rib. This image, we have bilateral adrenal metastasis, and in this image, we have bone metastasis within the rib. So with one examination, we can have T and M and unstaging. As N, it's N0, we don't have mediastinal lymph node. As M, it's we have M1. Another example about the role of PET scan for staging this perihilar lung lesion with atelectasis related to lung collapse and obstruction of the bronchus with mediastinal lymph node, very active. We can see here the activity is very high. And if we talk about look the MIP image, we don't have distant metastasis in the bone, left lung, adrenal gland, all liver. But we can see we have mild decreased uptake within the brain. And the image of the brain shows that we have brain metastasis. Very active in PET scan with decreased uptake in frontoparietal lobe related to edema. So with PET scan, we can do also brain staging. But the problem of brain staging, our sensitivity is limited. We can detect only 60% of brain lesions related to size of lesion. MRI is the gold standard actually for brain metastasis. If we do a PET scan for staging, we need to do MRI to complete our staging. For unstaging, median, when we compare CT scan to PET scan for unstaging, the sensitivity of CT scan is almost 60% versus 80% for PET scan, and the specificity of PET scan is superior to CT scan for metastatic lymph nodes. But our positive predictive value is very low because the area of mediastinum we have all the time inflammatory lymph node, and sometimes in case of history of tuberculosis or sarcoidosis, we can have a false positive. But our negative predictive value is very high, which means when we have a limited disease within the lung without lymph node metastasis, we can avoid mediastinoscopy and invasive methods. What about M staging? Multiple studies showed PET scan for M staging can upgrade can upgrade the staging. In stage one, we have upgrading almost 7% of cases we can detect distant metastasis. In stage two, lung disease, we can detect 18% of distant metastasis. And in stage three, in 24% of cases, we have distant metastasis. So PET scan for distant, for M staging is very important. When we correlate PET scan with bone scan, to rule out bone metastasis, PET scan by far is superior to bone scan in specificity and sensitivity. And in specificity, because we can correlate our uptake with the CT scan to rule out our false positive related to fracture or degenerative disease. And bone scan sensitive and specific for blastic metastasis and FDG for lytic metastasis. This is an example about the sensitivity and specificity of PET-CT in bone metastasis. In this case, we have pleural metastasis. We have mild uptake within the rib corresponding to normal rib in a CT scan, and we have intense uptake within the sacrum without significant abnormality in the corresponding CT scan. So in this paper showed in PET scan can change the staging of lung cancer by downing the staging or upstaging the disease in almost 43% of cases. 10% we have downstaging and upstaged in 33%. Of course, we have a limitation. Limitation is related to first to low-grade tumor as miscellaneous form, bronchoalveolar carcinoma, neuroendocrine tumors. And also our limitation related to small size brain metastasis and inflammation associated to cancer, which can increase our false positive, especially for end staging in the mediastinum. What about the new tracers? Why we need new tracers? Because in neuroendocrine tumor and carcinoid tumor, our sensitivity of FDG is very low. So the new tracer is gallium dotapeptide. And gallium dotapeptide is more sensitive and specific in this case of disease. This is an example of carcinoid tumor. We have increased uptake with distant metastasis in the liver, bone, and in the bone we can see that, and multiple lesions within the liver. When we took the image, this is the primary tumor. We can see the activity. Excuse me. Okay, we can see the activity in this lesion, in the bone, liver, diffuse metastasis. This is another example of bronchial carcinoid also with diffuse metastasis with the ribs, liver, bone, and pelvis, and within the mediastinum and lung. So now when we have a carcinoid tumor or neuroendocrine tumor, gallium dotapeptide is a gold standard for to rule out the distant metastasis. In inflammatory disease, we use FDG PET, as I mentioned, for many indication, sarcoidosis, tuberculosis, fever of unknown origin, vasculitis, and etc. The advantage of PET FDG when we compare to routine nuclear medicine, because first we use the gallium scan to rule out sarcoidosis, to follow up infection, to rule out for indication of fever of unknown origin, and also to follow up sarcoidosis after treatment by corticotherapy. With PET scan, it's more advantageous for many reasons. First, it's a short period examination. With gallium scan, we need at least 3 days to have the result. With FDG, after 2 hours, we have the result if we have active disease or not. It's a very speed examination, high target to background contrast ratio, which decreases our false negative and false positive. The sensitive for chronic infection, and which can help us to decrease our false positive with gallium. Radiation of dose of FDG PET scan is inferior 2 to 3 times when we compare, it's lower 2 to 3 times when we compare to gallium scan. And of course, PET scan is a whole body technique, and we can assess the metabolic activity with good specificity. The disadvantage of FDG PET that we cannot differentiate between malignant disease and inflammatory disease. Sometimes we have a similar activity in lymph node where we need to rule out infectious process or malignant process. But dual time imaging can help us when we do that. If we have increased uptake in SUV max more than 25%, in this case we can consider this lesion is more in favor of malignant disease. This is an example of active tuberculosis. We have increased uptake in the apex of the right lung and in the left hilum in keeping with active disease. Another example of sarcoidosis, we have diffuse uptake, symmetrical diffuse uptake within the hilar and mediastinum and subcarinal. And also we have extra mediastinal active disease in the abdomen. We can see that. And this is an example of radiation pneumonitis. We can see in CT scan, it's in favor of radiation pneumonitis and in PET scan. This radiation pneumonitis is very active and need to be treated. As conclusion, PET scan improves stratification of cancer patient with indeterminate pulmonary nodule with high negative predictive value. If FDG PET scan negative, we can do monitoring. If it's positive, we need to confirm that by biopsy to rule out false positive related to granulomatous disease. As I mentioned, false negative, we have false negative rate in bronchoalveolar disease, mucinous adenocarcinoma, carcinoid tumors, and small lesion inferior to 5 millimeter. PET scan can help to guide mediastinal biopsy and to select other invasive procedure for treatment and to detect of detection of unsuspected distant metastasis. The rate of detection is almost 18%. And the PET scan is an excellent tool for inflammatory lung disease. Thank you.